Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
So we recorded this last night and now we're re-recording it.
I have to tell you what a pain it was to get ready 2 days in a row too.
Honestly.
This entire year. Well, and last year. I mean, you know, 2020.
Yeah.
I call this 2020 plus what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah.
But this and 2020, I just got really used to being bummy. So
I like how you said this, like you don't want to give it a title.
I won't. I refuse to
don't call
say
it by name.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just been kind of a drag having to get ready 2 days in a row. Didn't wash my hair, though. I refuse.
Well, here's the thing. Before you guys, you visual people, we did not get ready ever.
And when we
we're kind of posers right now.
Yeah.
We're slowly going to ease you into us being absolute filth balls.
It's kind of a shock to do it right out. We can't do that to you because can you imagine if we looked like this and then one day we came how we normally
do? You used to have like giant zit patches all over your face.
Okay, listen. Those, they're hydrocolloid bandages. And if you cut them up, so they're not even like a nice circular. It's like a harsh. I had one on today. But anyways. Yeah. I used to just have open sores on my face. My acne was terrible.
I didn't mind that so much, but like if you didn't warn me, I'd be like, is that like a giant hunk of skin?
Well, here's what's the problem. I forget that I have it on, and then all of a sudden I'll just take off my mask when I'm around like a family member, and they're like, oh my God. What? Oh, sorry.
Oh, so sorry.
And my extra skin flaps.
Yeah. What happened was, it was just a little bit out of focus. Normally for our Valentine's Day episode, I say normally like we've done it more than once.
Yeah.
But normally for our Valentine's Day episode, we have our significant others on. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did yesterday. And we played the newlywed game. It was just like slightly out of focus and slightly more crass than I was prepared to let out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do like some heavy editing to it. And then it'll be a bonus YouTube on Friday.
Yeah.
And now that I've said that, I have to commit to it. So yay me.
I was going to say, I wasn't going to say anything. So I was like, are we even bringing it up? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the perfectionist in me was not going to allow us to put that out. So we had this in our back pocket anyway. And what we're going to be doing is talking about
bad first dates.
Yes.
Which I didn't realize was going to be as fun as it was until I read these. And then I was like, what?
I'm very excited.
I looked on Reddit and found, oh my gosh, there's so many Reddit threads for bad first dates. It was like, what did you do that was bad? What did your date do that was bad? What was the worst? Whatever.
Yeah.
I just went through like all of them. Some of them were stupid. There was so many men on there that were just like, she didn't look like her picture. And I'm like, oh my God, Chad, people are dying. Like, shut up. I'm scrolling on. But there are some gems in here. So
cool. If you're... Listen, I know we did the whole like shout out to TikTok last time, but we're going to do it again because when it the first time, we had 400 followers.
And we were so excited. We were like, wow, is this what fame feels like?
Yeah, we were like, oh my gosh, that's more than our Instagram right now. That makes us feel so loved
more
and
than
so
Facebook,
accepted.
More than,
And then, whoopsie, fucked around and got 1.2 million views about my crotch. So...
It went viral.
Shout out to all my gingers out there and my Calla Kitties.
Let me just say something. That comment thread was what I didn't know I needed in my life. I've never laughed so hard.
I've never felt so included before. I am like the only redhead in our family. Yeah. Your sisters have red hair, but they freaking dyed it. Well, one of them did.
She
dyed her hair, and I'm like, you freaking traitor.
Yeah, you didn't commit with me.
Yeah, I felt so alone. But I have always been, like, the outcast, and I didn't know
there was
my little fiery community was on TikTok.
It was a beautiful thing to witness, I'll be honest. I'm very happy that I could be a part of it in the shadows.
Yes, speaking of shadows... To the guy talking about my dark basement,
we're trying.
We got lights. Are you pleased?
We have to do this at dusk.
we have to do this at dusk. In the cover of nightfall.
Because we have children and they can't hear what we're saying.
Yes. So we have to wait until they're asleep.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we have to do it at nighttime. But we did get lights.
So you're welcome. Chad or whatever.
I'm really you're all Chad. Chad. You're all Chad.
Well, if I'm going to offend somebody, I just want to make it one.
You want it to be just Chad.
Just Chad's.
Did I tell you that we got a message from someone from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I saw that.
Confirming Slippy.
Okay, I'd really... Excuse me.
This is just where we respond to your comments.
Yeah, real... Because we have some now. So exciting. Pennsylvanians, what's up, babies? I didn't mean it.
Yes, she did.
I knew I didn't mean it. And then when I rewatched it, I was like, wow, I sounded like I meant it. And I thought I was being funny. I didn't mean it. I love you all.
I loved that someone. Because,
now,
you know,
Alabama. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what made me so happy is that I knew that he had watched the entire episode or listened to the episode.
Because we didn't put that in a TikTok.
Yeah, because that wasn't in TikTok.
And I was like, oh my gosh, male listeners, what's up?
Hey, you.
That's new too. Yeah. And I'm liking it.
Yeah.
They're not as mean as I was afraid they would be.
Also, sorry to, you know what? I just want to take a moment before I get back to TikTok land to shout out everyone who was here before TikTok.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Because I see you being like, hello, I loved you before they were here.
We were the OGs.
Yeah. They feel like the oldest child and
the new babies come and we're like, we like the new babies.
The new baby smells so good.
But you were always our first.
Yeah. But everyone thought we were high.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, we don't. We just are like this.
Yeah. Not opposed at all. We just don't because we don't need to because people look at the way that we already are. Can you imagine?
It's unhealthy for us to do that.
Yeah, I think I would just be comatose.
I would think myself into a coma.
All of the thoughts that we have together would just be in my own head. And I'd be like,
I would be staring at you. And then you'd probably disappear because I already think that you're not real.
Oh my God, you're not real. I've been having that thought a lot recently. I go through in my mind and remember like moments where I like almost died. And I was like, but what if my mind tried to save me from realizing that it went this way?
Yeah, but you always think you're dead.
I know. It's a problem. You know, that's a disorder. I looked it up.
It is?
Yeah. Like a disorder.
What's the disorder
that
you continue looking up? Disorders that you think you have.
Hypochondriac. Because I have that too. I have hypochondria. It is a condition.
I have hypertensive mobility. Hyperextensive mobility.
What's hypertensive?
I don't think it's the same thing.
It's a blood sugar or a blood thing? You know what? Stop it. My boyfriend.
Hey, male doctors.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We know they don't listen because they didn't talk about us calling them.
No doctors.
So we're safe.
Yeah. Oh, but back to being high.
Please.
I have a couple friends in my life that their lives, we talk about our trauma together. Mm-hmm. That's how you know it's a real friendship.
I love that.
We talk about our trauma together and I'm like, I don't think that you're real because your trauma mirrors mine almost identically.
So I made you up in my mind?
Yes, to help process it.
Yes. We could write a TV show because...
We called it.
No, yeah.
We called it.
Well,
and if you're
going to
do
it,
we want to, like, bring us on if you're
going. Yeah. We don't want to do all the work, but... we'll give you the ideas.
We'll talk. Yeah. You write.
Yeah.
Okay? But Tina Fey, where are you?
We know she's a listener.
Yeah, she's on TikTok.
Big on TikTok.
Was I talking about being high? Oh, being high. Okay.
And TikTok. We were there in both of them.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I just wanted to say, if you look at me and think, sure, I see your red eyes. I just had a mental breakdown like not that long ago. So I literally sent Sierra a picture of me. She's like, hey, when do you want to record tonight? And I sent her a photo. Literal mascara streaks down my face, lip swollen, eyes piercing.
I looked like this and I was on my couch. Okay, do you guys ever, hold on, now that we have visual people, when you're getting ready to go somewhere but people haven't said that they're ready yet,
yeah.
I feel like I can't relax because I don't want to mess up what I did.
Yes.
So I'll just sit like this on my couch and like...
Because you can't lean back for fear of squashing your bun.
Yeah, and I don't want to mess up my clothes or anything, so I'll just be like... And you're like, can we do it at 9? And I was like, yes, I better relax. But it was like, not enough.
But you saw the visual of me and you're like, oh, she needs this.
Yeah.
She needs a little more time.
And I want... Yeah, I was trying to be supportive.
Yeah, because Mitch was looking rough.
It was all right.
And not that I care, but I think that it would have been distracting.
We don't want to bring you guys down.
Yeah, I think it would have been like, I feel bad laughing at anything they're saying because she looks in pain.
Yeah.
She looks like she needs help.
So we're just going to tell you that it happened.
Yeah, I'm open about it because mental health is important. Breakdowns
happen. We all have
breakdowns.
And guess what? You can be okay afterwards.
Oh my gosh, my sister and I made these shirts. Well, she made it. I tried to tie-dye it and fucked it up royally. I'm still going to wear it. But... It says, it's not you, it's my anxiety.
I love that.
So, I don't know, maybe merch someday.
Yeah.
And to those of you who have sent us messages wanting to send us things, we are going to get a P.O. box.
Yes.
So whenever we get that, we will update you on
not
it.
To be like, but you guys, the messages you are sending, my heart's beating faster now that I'm talking about it because it is... The most wonderful thing that has happened to me this whole week. Like
this whole week? I was going to say year.
Well, this whole life. if I'm being real.
Yeah.
But like I had a kid. So he was cool too. That part was a good time of my life.
Yeah.
This is number two.
Yeah.
But
wow.
It is very impactful. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm finally...
Doing something meaningful and important.
I just want to make people feel good and smile and laugh. And all the people that are telling us that like, oh, you made me feel like I wasn't alone, mm-hmm. or you helped
me. Those of you
me.
Who moved to a new city and we brought you like friendship, literally.
That's all we wanted.
We sat down in my kitchen when mm-hmm. we were brainstorming. We literally made one of those like spider web things that you make when you're in
oh
elementary
my God.
School.
Starting a podcast is so hard.
It really is.
It took us like a week before we were like, and at one point
and
I feel
we
like
avoided
we were like,
it for months.
We were like, we should just scrap this.
Yes. And one of the things we were doing was trying to come up with what is the point of our podcast?
Yeah.
What is our goal with it? And we wanted people to feel like they had friends because mm-hmm. for us, we like people, but like social interaction
from
is so
afar.
Great.
From afar.
Yeah.
I love you. I want to be there for you.
But like,
physically,
not often.
I can't. Physically, it hurts me.
Yeah. Tank on E all the time.
Yes. But In this way, absolutely, baby. Anytime you want.
Yeah.
You just turn us on at midnight when you're having your breakdown, and we will be there for you.
Also probably having a breakdown.
Yes. You just get, we mask it really well.
Yeah. Oh. So, CC cream.
Yeah. It looks really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Was that all I was going to say about it? I think that was all
I'm
I was going to say
in
about
your
it.
Head.
Oh, the other... Are you sure?
I don't know. It's close sometimes.
One of us is in someone's head.
None of this is real. Oh my God.
We also want to introduce you to Click Clack. Mm. If you are a visual person now and you just found us and you started listening from the beginning and you hear us reference Click Clack / Mosby, this is him. He is our mascot.
Oh.
Hello, BB. Okay.
So
he's like, let me show you what I have.
He's wanting you to paint him like one of your French girls right now. So if you could be so kind and do that.
His eyes got so wide. Like you just realized he flashed the world.
You're on the internet, Mosby. This yep. isn't OnlyFans.
But if yeah. it was, we would support that too.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly.
Whatever you want to do. Okay. Yeah, we put the couch up here because he likes to be with us anyway, so this is my dog.
Yeah, because if he's not, then he just click-clacks around
or
here.
Or licks himself.
Oh, it's terrible.
Honestly. So, yeah. Thanks, everyone. Your support has meant, like, the world to us, and I can't even... I don't know how to go on.
Yeah.
We're announcing the end of the podcast. We feel
actually,
like we peaked.
What if we did? Actually, it's getting too big. We're so anxious.
We are completely overwhelmed, and it's too much for us.
There's
so.
only one way to go from here.
Right.
So we have to cut it off.
Yeah.
We want to go out losses. On top.
So.
One more thing.
Yeah.
If you are watching, listening, wherever you're at right now, if you could just like and subscribe, that would be so helpful, because we want to know how many people we're reaching.
And we are being asked by certain people how many we're reaching for
reasons. Yeah. So if you guys want to keep listening and want us to do this more often, for as long as we can, that would be really helpful. Also, comments just really make us feel good.
Yeah.
So
they make our day.
It literally makes me feel, I know you guys feel like you know us so well. And when you comment and like we have interactions, I feel like I know you guys and it's so
fun. You know what
so
we should
fun.
Do? I haven't talked to you about this yet, but I'm announcing it right now to you.
Okay.
And I don't edit these. So now if we regret this, whatever. I think maybe after we record, throughout the week, we should screenshot our favorite comments and do like a green screen TikTok and then like read them because.
Yeah.
GD.
Some of you guys, holy cow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Super funny.
Have me in tears. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
That's all we did last week.
We were both, I am surprised that we weren't stoned.
I know.
I was just reading them to Jerry and we were both like cry laughing. It was just the best.
Also, we sat upstairs in the living room and watched it go to 1,000
a week ago. And now we're at 32,000 followers.
I thought it was higher. Is it 32?
Is that followers?
Oh, it's 32.
Yeah. Not likes. Likes is like almost 400,000.
Yeah. Oh, it's 32.1 as of right now.
No brag.
Humble brag. No, truly. Like, it's just cool. It's.
We just love knowing that we're getting to so many people because that's what we wanted. And the problem was we knew that people like
would relate.
And that's what we wanted. But the problem was getting it out there.
Yeah.
And
because
we
are anxious by nature.
We're not the type of people that are like going to go out and push.
Horrible imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
So the thought of doing anything where we were going to draw attention to ourselves, we're like, you know what? Fuck us. Let me point you to another podcast.
They don't want to hear us anyways.
Yeah. You know what? We could have sucked. So fuck us.
Yeah.
but yeah. Okay. Anyway. Thank you. We've been just thanking you for 20 minutes, but anyway.
It's really overwhelming.
Yeah.
We do love you guys. So,
okay.
You deserved that. Love you so much. Now let's get. I kind of loved it.
What's that from Boy Meets World?
I think that's from something.
Sammy Sosa?
I was going to say that's like a baseball thing.
Uncle Sammy Sosa. If you guys know Boy Meets World, it doesn't matter. Okay.
If you don't, go watch it right now because what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
we'll start this one off with a kind of not so terrible one. It says, I went on a double date. I was with my girlfriend at the time. Yeah, okay. Wait. Okay, okay. I was like, wait, he went on. Okay. I was
sister
with my girlfriend
wife
at
situation
the time.
Or no?
No, he okay. brought a friend. Okay.
Okay, okay.
She brought a friend, Sarah, and I brought my friend, Darren. Sarah was super into Darren. Darren was not super into Sarah. At the end of the date, we were all saying goodnight, and Sarah kept throwing hints that she wanted to go with Darren. Darren looked at her, patted her on the head, and said, okay, goodnight. I screenshot that one just because there was a comment that said, at least he didn't say, that'll do, pig.
Oh, my God.
And then I pictured that, and it made me smile. So that's an easy one.
Double dates are hard.
I don't know that I've ever gone out on like a double date and one of them was a blind date. I feel like that would be anxiety for everybody because yeah. what if those people don't hit it off and then it's just awkward for every person there?
I'm trying to think if I've ever been on a double date now. I've been on double date like...
I was like, have we? So, but we've gone to each other's houses, not
We
out.
Went on a double date once
to Chili's.
That I didn't remember happened.
Oh, yeah, to Chili's.
They had to... convince me
I had to
I
show her
here.
Text messages yeah. that it happened because she full on didn't believe me.
I asked us to go.
It was your idea.
I know.
I was like, yeah, we for sure went to Chili's. Remember, we all got this dip. We shared it pre-COVID times.
Yeah.
Because, wow. Yeah. But yeah. And then Noah was there. Wow.
You're
yeah.
like, he got a blue drink. And I'm like, guys.
None of this is ringing a bell.
Not at all. I was blacked out, apparently.
Were you pregnant at the time with Ollie? I feel like you had to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Maybe.
I was pregnant with something, I think.
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, are you ready for the next one?
You know what's funny?
Please.
I think we kind of went on a double date.
Was it with other boyfriends?
No, we referenced it in another episode.
What, to Akron? Or where'd we go?
Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I went with one guy and I left with another.
That's how it goes sometimes.
And I have been on a double date where we like went to a physical like location to spend the night. Like we spent the night somewhere with people.
Uh-oh.
And that was inappropriate. What happened there? I just remembered. Anyway, they fought. They fought like a lot.
Wait, I'm weirded out because...
Well, they went to get pizza.
Okay.
And Shane and I did what two parents do when they're in love with each other. And they knocked on the door and they're like, are you guys done? And I'm like, yo, they knew.
No,
they knew. And part of me was like, did Shane and this his friend like encourage
talk about
this?
It?
Yeah. And then.
Then you feel like, oh my God, did they all plan this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
And then it happened again. Like, Shane and I were in the shower.
Relax!
I know. It's just like a 2 days day. Shane and I were in the shower.
And he's couldn't like, stop fucking.
He's like, we can't go out. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because they are. And I'm like, out there? Right now? What?
Ew!
So we had to just, like, hang out in the bathroom until they were done.
Okay, wait. But, like, how do you know that they're done?
We yelled. We were like,
you guys
need a minute, or are you good? And they're like, almost.
While they're still doing it.
We were very close friends.
That is incredible.
Yeah. I guess it's weird now that I say it out loud.
I'm sure people have done weirder.
You know
sure
what's weirder is that students have found me on here.
Oh, that's
guys, remember how I announced I was a teacher? Well, apparently... couple of my former students are on TikTok and they called me out in the comments. So
my favorite part
what up?
Is the one girl who's like, she looks so much like my one teacher. It is crazy. And you were like, oh, hey, what's up?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Funny, funny how that happens, huh?
It's good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Back to the business.
Mm-hmm.
I went out with a girl in high school and did the usual movie and a dinner.
You know what's funny is I said we couldn't put out the other one because it was too crass, and now I just announced that I was like fucking in the bathroom and they were fucking in the bed and we were just like waiting on each other to finish.
We're all adults, but who finished first?
We started and finished first. So I mean, like, I don't know.
I've done that before at my house, now that I think about it. My friend, because people used to come back to my house after drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd be like, I know. And then
I don't know why it's weird when it's like at your home and not like at a hotel. I guess it's also weird at a hotel. It was a Kalahari.
It's worse.
It's at a water park.
I'm taking my son there for his birthday soon.
Think of me.
I'm disgusted. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, they were just in my bathroom and I was like, hey, I gotta go pee. And then I could hear them and I was like, give you guys a moment. But seriously, don't take too long. I have to pee.
Yeah.
I peed in my sink downstairs. I washed it, bleached it. And I'm not gross.
You do what you gotta do.
My 20s were gross. I'll be honest. Movie and a dinner. Okay. It had been going great up until dinner when she stumbled over a curve. I went to get... Curve?
Curb. I fixed it in my head. I was like, auto-corrected you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I went to catch her and promptly whacked her in the face with my head. This actually broke her nose, which led to me panicking and trying to fix it. Of course, that was a bad idea, and it made her nose bleed more, to be honest. Thankfully, she wasn't upset at me. I spent a good half hour freaking out over it, but there was a very awkward very awkward and at one point terrifying conversation with her dad when I brought her home. He was a former Marine who served in Vietnam and did the usual scare the bejesus out of the daughter's date by coming out sharpening his knife when I picked her up. I hate when
men do
that.
Hey, that's fucking weird. Stop that if you do that.
Hey, toxic men, fucking stop.
Yeah, just say, like, don't do that.
It's fucking weird.
Just stop it.
It's super weird.
It's enough.
Okay. Honestly, also, you can't date my daughter if I can't date my daughter.
I know.
That's all it says to me. It's like, stop being that protective over your grown daughter. Okay. Yeah,
it's anyways. Weird. Stop threatening my... I think it's maybe because we have sons.
Yeah, and I'm like, if you threaten my son, I'm beating your wife up.
I'll beat you up. I don't care.
So take your pick.
Yeah. I'm a catch and assault charge. I don't know if you've heard. I'm a criminal.
Come on. Little callback there. So, needless to say, he didn't really like me or trust me after that. Boo, hiss. He broke her nose. Get over it. Mine was broken too. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The girl and I dated for a year and we're actually still pretty good friends. So I guess it worked out okay in the end.
Do you, first of all, Shane doesn't know where his body is in space and time ever. The amount of times that he has elbowed me in the face,
hey,
or just like caught
men,
me in the chin.
Hey, well, all people, but I feel like it's men a lot. Be more aware of your limbs. It's not that hard.
Yeah, Shane is very, and he passed it on to Ollie.
Oh, toddlers are the worst.
He just like started running and then turned immediately into a corner and then looked at me angrily. And I'm like, yo, bro, that corner has been there.
You did that.
It's never moved. For certain, never moved that corner.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. this sentence, Shane hasn't hit me in a long time. But first of all, I've kind of learned to dodge a little bit, but he has like thrown an elbow in his sleep and just like caught me in the chin or the nose.
Corey is the worst sleeper. He'll be like, just down on my,
kind of
on my head. And I'm like, hey man, how about stop sleeping with your arms up if you're going to just assault me every
night? Yeah.
Or like, I'll sleep on the couch. It's
sleep in a straight jacket.
Seriously.
Honestly.
Or on the floor.
Right.
Either way, figure your limbs out because they're strong and heavy and it hurts.
Yeah, I could even focus on that guy. So she tripped on the curb.
And then he went to catch her, I think, and like headbutted her.
Met well.
Yeah, he really did.
But I'm so annoyed by the dad that I'm like,
I know. When I read that, I was like, should I even leave that part out? But no, I want to rant about it because I think you're weird if you do that.
Yeah. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's kitschy.
I have to protect my daughter.
My dad was not that guy. My dad was like, you want to go play pool and talk shit about how weird she is?
And like, here's the deal.
But like in a good way.
The funny thing is those guys they'll be the ones that are like, toxic masculinity isn't real. But so what are you so afraid of when your daughter goes out on a date? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're like men are creepy.
You're like, men are trash if they try to date my daughter, but don't say men are trash.
Yeah.
That's fucking rude. Pick one.
Wow.
I got so rude.
I got dizzy trying to like follow that logic.
Sorry. I think about this a lot. It upsets me.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
That was like someone was explaining transphobia and how they're like, well, it's a So a grown man wants to wear a dress and go in the woman's restroom. Like, yeah, fucking that's what.
Yeah.
That's the whole goal here. Yeah.
They would go through all of that and surgeries just to be able to get into a woman's restroom. That, yeah, guess what, guys? There's nothing stopping you from walking in them if you really want to.
You can go in anyway. And,
surprise.
And side note that you're just a prick for everything you just said. But you're admitting
that all men are rapists if you let them?
Yeah, so
if
what's
a man
the problem here?
Has an opportunity, he will go in and molest women while they're trying to use the restroom.
So should we stop trans people or should we stop men in general? Is that what you're saying? Because I think we would have a better chance at going after men in general instead of trying to figure out like which one are the secret.
Yeah.
Secret guys trying to be creepy.
I trust a man in a dress over any other man. 100% of the
same,
time.
Honestly.
100% of the time. Mm-hmm. So I'll say that right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, that is not us saying that trans people are men in dresses.
No, I'm saying I trust trans women and also men who like to wear dresses.
Yes.
I'm for it.
Yes.
All the time.
Yep. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, thank you for doing that because I didn't understand.
Now we have so many people here.
Yeah, we have to make it known.
I want to be very, very clear.
Yes, that's good because context is important.
Because it used to just be our moms.
Yeah, and they know what we mean. They understand. All right.
Okay, I'm salty right now.
We're in a bad mood.
We're in a bad mood because we forgot. We started just talking shit. And we forgot that
good.
The camera shuts off after 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So now what we're going to do, class,
is
go back.
There might be things we re-say that you've heard, and I apologize for that. I don't think.
How would they rehear it?
I don't know. I just don't want to accidentally like say part of the story that they've heard because I can't remember. We were on the third one. Second? First. I think the second. The one with the I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
I'm going to cut it right before that, so you can just start there.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's eat up the airtime just being pissed about it.
No, we're fine. Okay, we're out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
And we're here.
And we're back.
Oh my God, my eyes. Okay.
I went on a blind date when I was 16 to dinner and a movie. Blind dates when you're 16.
I think we did say that.
I do, but I can't remember. But it's not a good look. I
no,
just
it's
want
the
to
worst.
Say that.
Yeah.
I think the blind dates. I think that, you know what? It's fine.
I'll cut it till after that. Don't worry. Just keep talking.
No, just like I think that, I don't know. I think my views have changed since being a mother because I feel like children dating is weird.
Honestly, yeah.
And I'm like, what an old bitch I am now because I'm like, oh, you're that mom that's like, you can't date till you're 18. They can date whenever. But like going on dates alone.
Have you ever looked at a kid at... we haven't been out in a year.
I used to be a server, so I would be a server to children on dates all the time. Children.
Yeah.
I know this because you tip like shit. I'm talking like preteens. So you know their parents drop them off.
Right.
And then like what? Went to the mall for a little bit? And then it's like, call me and I'll come get you.
When the movie theater was still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mom's just like shopping, waiting
I would
for you
wear
to
my
done.
Tightest, best, most graphic Air Apostle tee that
layered?
Existed. Yes.
Layered with another tee underneath.
The tank top
so
was pulled down to
white.
My, the tank top was pulled down to my knees.
Yes.
Everything flat.
Yes. Flat as a board.
Flat.
You want absolutely no curvage in the early 2000s.
Yes. Pants need to be so far below your belly button, you freaking weirdos.
A belt up here for some reason?
Yes.
Not holding anything up.
Or attached to pants.
No, just over your shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Layers were so key. I can't even express that enough.
Fingerless gloves.
toe finger socks.
Tie.
Tie. You had a tie? Okay, Avril Lavigne.
No, I wanted a tie. Oh my God, did I want a tie?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was too much of a puss to like actually have any kind of.
I had like snakeskin pants.
I think I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
In like a fuzzy shirt.
In the purses that had the jingly janglies on
them?
Yes.
They look like that. They look like that one rainbow fish.
Yes. It looks like pretty scales. And you could have one in every color, sometimes a rainbow.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't buy me one of those purses.
And they look like you could buy produce in them.
I know. I was like, Mom, everybody has these purses. You have to buy me one. And then when she bought me one, it was on to the next one. I was like, yeah. Nobody fucking wears these purses anymore.
Also,
thanks a lot.
That's when the popcorn shirts started being sold at like Drug Mart. But now popcorn shirts are like,
hang on,
popular.
Are those the ones that were tiny? You're pulling them up and then you stretched them over you and they gave you the boxiest shape.
Yeah.
Absolutely no, didn't hug anything.
And 70,000 nipples.
Which one is it? You'll never know.
Yeah.
Could be any. Then you poke one and it gives a little bit of a squish back and you're mm-hmm. like, that was.
This shirt is so fun.
My sister had a grass. Remember those like grass shirts? They literally were like teal and they were fuzzy. But
yes.
like strings coming out of them, yeah. so they looked like grass.
Why did we dress like sea creatures?
Camouflage at all times. Well, listen, we were walking around our neighborhood. I'm sorry. My brain knew where we were going. My mouth gave up.
That's because you're dyslexia.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So my sister, grass shirt, okay, mm-hmm. we're walking around. We see a farm. We're like, oh my God, there's horses out. Let's go. There was a farm.
I remember.
And she goes over to pet one of the horses. It straight up bites her stomach. And they got mad at us. We were like, your fucking horse bit my stomach. And the lady was like, you're wearing a grass shirt. My sister was like, eight. She's like so offended.
If you didn't want the horse to bite your stomach,
yeah.
don't eat a grass shirt. Don't wear a grass shirt.
You're literally wearing their food on your body.
Yeah. You were asking for it.
Ugh.
You were wearing.
It's enough to get me on another tangent. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you guys, I'm a little dyslexic. I feel like that needs to be said right now because
yeah.
people thought I was a big idiot. Probably because I called myself a big dumb idiot.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to do that. You're not.
Yeah.
The should thing, which if you were on TikTok, you saw it. So here's the thing. I was just slightly, I don't know my left or right.
Yeah.
Is a thing I'm working
yeah.
on. I think I'm going to get tattoos. Did I tell you that? Somebody has tattoos, little ones on their wrist with an L and R.
Bad idea.
Why?
Because you'll hold your hands up
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, which one's which? And you'll look down and you'll be like, that one's your right. Incorrect.
Oh, because mirrors exist.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, don't get that tattooed on you.
Anyways, shroud should. I get it. Okay,
yeah.
You guys are on it.
But here, I would like to say something that I wasn't planning on saying, but here I'm going to say it. So when I said I saw should with two O's, I know that it's not spelled with two O's, but the word would is spelled with two O's.
So it was confusing for us because would...
It's not confusing. It's, well, yeah. English is stupid.
Yeah.
Because
there's wood.
Wood.
And then there's wold, which is also wood.
Is wold a
no,
word?
No, but I'm saying that's
oh,
how
wood
the other
and
wood is spelled. I have to differentiate.
And could.
And cold.
But
which is cold.
Should.
Should shoulder.
Should shoulder. Boulder.
Older, but no you.
Colder. No you.
But colder with a you. No, wait.
It's
no-
could.
Could. Minus the ER.
Yeah.
Wooder. Wolder. Wood. You're welcome and good night.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Newly with our audience. Because Newly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing
mm-hmm.
because a lot of places may not have options
yeah.
for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Newly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Newly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NULY.com. That's Newly with two U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NULY.com, Newly with two U's with code TANGENTS20.
Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, what's coming out of there?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as three super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet-friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it, and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code TANGENTS for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code TANGENTS at flexfits.com/tangents.
So, there's that.
It doesn't make sense, any of it.
No.
Where were we?
I don't know. But dating. Now I'm just, like, angry that people just willy-nilly put U's in words.
I think that was the English. They still do it. Favorite.
Color?
Yeah. What are you doing? Too many U's. We don't need them. Get rid of them.
They're just, like, salt-baying U's in all the words.
We need U's.
Yeah.
Okay. We went on a blind date. Did we get that far?
Yeah.
We went to go see I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. That's a scary movie for all you Gen Zers.
Yeah.
I think Sarah Michelle Gellar was
yeah.
in it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I got peer pressured into taking mushrooms for the first time. I'd never done any drugs before. Jerry's not having a reaction because she's already heard the story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot that I have to react to this because I'm just sitting here like, yes, I know. Yes. He did. Also, if you're confused, because I was confused the first time, the guy is writing this story. For some reason, I pictured the girl writing
it. No, this is from the guy's point of view who did the mushrooms.
Yes.
On a blind date with a girl at 16?
Horrible.
He's 16.
And you're worried about them tipping. They can't afford to tip you. They're buying drugs.
Oh my God. Why are these kids me? Jesus.
You didn't pay for your Vicodin.
That's true. Or my mushroom. That one's
I've never done them, but I could imagine if you're going to do them.
It's not a fun time if
your
you
first
don't
time
be...
should not be on a blind date.
Oh, did he say it was his first time? Yes. Oh my God. Not with strangers, like a girl you're trying to impress. Not with a scary movie involved.
Yeah.
All bad things. All bad
also,
things.
Also, he says he's on a blind date, but with a group.
Yeah, he invited...
Are there multiple girls?
We didn't get to that part yet, but I ate them with a few friends and tagged along for dinner. You already knew the story, but...
I wasn't listening, I don't think, the first time because I'm just confused.
It says a few friends, so I don't know if girls are there too. I would hope.
Yeah,
you would, like,
that it's
bring
like a
some...
mixed gender crew. My concern the first time was like, does this other person know that she's also on the date?
Is the girl on drugs?
The guy's on drugs.
But
is
the girl?
I don't know.
Because all the friends are on him. What if it was just a bunch of friends? What a fucking horrible first. I want to hear her write in and be like,
you know what?
I was on a first date and he came with all of his friends and they were tripping balls.
Okay, can I tell you something stupid we used to do in college?
Please.
So we would go to this restaurant and while we waited for our food, mm-hmm. we would take sugar packets and we would open all of them.
I'm going to get pissed.
And we would dump out the sugar in one of them and fill it with salt.
I hate you.
And then we would roulette it and we would all pick one.
Oh, okay. Now it's not too bad.
Yeah. And someone would get the salt.
What would you pour it into? Your mouth?
Yes. You would just take a shot of the packet and someone got the salt. Okay.
That's actually really funny.
And I'm wondering, what if they did that with like mushrooms? And they're like, listen, we've just got a bunch of regular mushrooms here, but one of them is not. And you won't know until we get to the scary movie.
That sounds funner.
Funner's not a word.
That sounds more fun.
Yeah.
But you put them in sugar packets.
How big are mushrooms?
One of them salt. I don't know.
One of them salted.
When I did, it was in a... Anyways.
Okay. Was it in a sandwich? I heard someone ate it in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, you can do that.
That sounds
they
disgusting.
Taste like, I'm assuming they taste like butt. We went to the movies after dinner, just us two. Okay, so the friends didn't tag along for the movies.
Oh, okay,
we missed
okay.
this the first time around.
Yeah, I for sure missed that.
Chance to read.
Yeah.
Well, at the beginning of the movie, Jennifer Love Hewitt wakes up from a nightmare screaming. So I proceeded to scream and run out of the theater. So terrible.
The first time I imagined the girl doing it, but now knowing the guy is doing it is way
and
better.
And that she's sober and is just like, what the fuck?
Is she sober?
I don't know.
Are
I'm
we sober?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm on mushrooms. I don't know about you. I put them in your drink, so.
So.
Can you imagine mushrooms in your drink? Like roofing someone?
You just throw a mushroom in.
Whole mushroom.
It's a garnish. Fucking drink it.
Okay. Where am I?
Sorry, I didn't mean to like slurp that sound. For all my misophonia people, I apologize.
The rest of the night for me finished in this order. I called my dad from the payphone and told him I was tripping balls.
Uh-huh.
He was a 60s dad, so he understood. I stayed in the fetal position out front of the theater. The girl's dad came to pick her up with her crying. And he comes over and kicks me angrily, asking me what my problem is.
My problem is I'm on mushrooms and you just kicked me.
Now I think that you're the devil.
He could have.
He honestly, I'm sure he was. My dad comes to pick me up. Dad drives me home while on the way looking at me and moving his mouth without saying anything just to fuck with me.
Oh,
which is so good. Dad tells me to go to my room and don't talk to my mom. I have a conversation with my cat and blackout.
We desperately want to know.
Is he coming back? Click, clack.
Oh my gosh, like on cue. Mosby? Are you okay?
Is he broken up there?
Mosby. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but he's like digging in something. I would love to have a conversation with my dog right now, actually, because he's being kind of a dick.
Yeah, I want to be like, excuse me, are you okay?
Disruptive.
What happened to you as a child? What if we could talk to our dogs about their childhood trauma?
It would be, you ripped me away from my mom, you greedy bastard.
Oh my god, I would feel like the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
This makes me want to go home and say sorry. But what if they don't remember that? I don't remember being 6 weeks old. They're probably fine.
I think it's eight.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's supposed to be eight.
No, it is eight. It is eight. I'm not a terrible dog owner.
Shane and I truly used to think Mosby would always... I have a video of him like this. When we would get his food ready. And I thought of like this dog... thinks he runs the show.
Yeah, he kind of does.
And fully...
He will gut check you at any moment. Just
he
like
almost pushed my 88-year-old grandfather down the steps. Because when you walk into my house...
Like, fuck you, Grandpa!
Honestly!
Mosby.
Well, look at him. Come here.
He heard that he was being talked about. He's come like, on. Who, me, bitch? Come on.
Look at him, being defiant. Because... Mosby.
No, it's okay. I love his tongue in my mouth.
Ollie tries to kiss him like this now.
Why do you get... literally,
I know,
kids
it's bad.
Do that to dogs and it's so weird.
Yeah. Anyway, that's why we call him Click Clack, because he's so loud. I don't love that he's like searching around the basement like he someone's here.
Like he sees something?
Anyway, Shane and I always used to say that he called us Carol and Derek. Why are you going back there? No one's back there. That is freaking me out. Anyway, like, he didn't respect us at all.
Yeah, no.
So
calling
he didn't
you
call
by
us...
your first name, but not even your first name?
Yeah, and definitely not mom and dad.
It's like I call everybody Barbara just for disrespect, except for Barbara's, who I call Joanne's.
Why?
I don't know. Because I want to be fucking rude.
Next
I don't
time
do
I
that to anybody.
Get on my therapist. I'm going to be like, what's up, Joanne? And she's going to be like, are you okay?
No. And that's when you say
and the
no.
Answer is no, I'm not okay.
That's why I'm here, Joanne. To talk about why I'm not okay.
But yeah. But that's why I ended up calling Shane D-Daddy.
I hate that.
I don't call him Daddy.
Wait.
I would never call him Daddy.
That okay. That reminds me. Was it last week?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I am so disoriented by like the weeks.
Well, I just said yes and I have no idea what you're talking about. Yes, last week was last week.
Well, the judgments that we
doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I meant the last time we podcasted, but the fact that we did it yesterday is just throwing me for a loop because I feel like we're a week away from
yesterday.
Well,
none of this
already.
Is real anyway, so it doesn't matter.
This isn't real life. My one judgment was that I judge adult women who call their fathers daddy.
I judge women who call their significant others daddy.
Oh!
If you do it, I judge you. It's fine. It's fine. Do you.
It makes me a little uncomfy. I won't lie.
Yeah. I think it's just because, I don't know.
That's what you called your dad for some.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's weirder when you have children with them because I feel like sometimes you'd be like, go to daddy. And then you're like, I'll go to daddy.
Oh,
and it's like you just made your child, your child calls your husband.
I was
going
to say,
because
I will say, like, take that to daddy. But
yeah,
I won't
be
like, take it, daddy.
I want to scrub my tongue. I'm so sorry. No. I'm really sorry.
But I had a judgment. There are two things. One, someone had written in the coffee one.
Yes.
That I told you I was going to make a connection to, and then I never did. She said...
Oh, yeah, you said that in the early... And I was waiting
for it. I totally forgot.
I know.
Shocker.
It's okay.
She said that she hates coffee, mm-hmm. but she forced herself to like coffee because society tells you adults drink coffee.
Yes, which is literally how I started drinking coffee.
Yeah,
like it would
same.
Make me shit my brains out, mm-hmm. give me the shakes because my anxiety. I literally felt like I was having a heart attack. My chest would get so tight and I'd be like,
but I'm this is productivity.
Yeah.
This is what being productive feels like.
I am literally killing this shit. I am running this adult shit. And then finally,
I kind of want to die
all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel so productive. I've got nothing done. I'm just scribbling.
Yep. Yep.
And then
panic pacing.
5 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, wow, that was exhausting. Time for some more coffee.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But I was told that if you get the shits from coffee, it's because there is cockroaches.
I knew that and I chose to ignore it and now you brought it up again.
So every time I have like lava butt, I'm like,
cockroach.
I know why.
I don't know if that's, who told you that?
A friend of mine.
I don't believe that. I'm choosing not to.
I guarantee they don't listen, so you can just say fuck.
But I will go home and Google it tonight and ruin my day. I've also heard that about chapstick. Because sometimes I have chapsticks. Jerry told me this last time, because I'll put on a chapstick and they'd be like, do you ever just like put on a chapstick and like you can't fucking breathe anymore?
Like, no, I think that's an allergy.
Yeah, and I was like,
oh.
No, I think it's fine.
So your throat doesn't close when you
I was
put
like,
on
my
chapstick?
Throat is literally burning. Is that weird or what? And she's like, I think that you're allergic to it.
Yeah.
I've heard that that's because those cosmetics have like little crushed up dead bits of
buggies.
Something.
Delicious.
But I eat hot dogs, so
yeah,
I refuse to give a shit about what's in anything.
Honestly. We're all gonna die someday. It's fine. Yeah. I had a judgment that I forgot to talk about, and it's that when I was growing up, I thought if you didn't have stairs in your house that you were poor, like if you lived on one level. I no longer believe that because I have one level.
I kind of understand it though, but also then you don't have basements. And that's what I feel like. That's like two. You have a basement.
This isn't. Well, okay. How do you explain the places that have like no basements? Because there are literal states with no basements.
Hold on. Wait. You just blew my fucking mind. Hold on. Wait. They have no basements because floods. Yes. And that's why. But then what about the ones that are up high on stilts? They're on sticks.
For
hurricanes? Or. Right? They're all, they're for floods too, but hurricanes. But why are they up in the air?
Listen.
Why
listen,
would
listen,
you be
listen,
like,
listen.
Hey, there's a lot of wind coming at us. Let's just shove these babies as high up.
Up on some 2x4s, which will clearly shelter us.
No, I don't understand that. Also, I don't understand how wood works. Why does that hold that up? It makes no fucking sense.
Do you know there's a hardwood and there's a softwood?
I notice it in the mornings sometimes. I'm sorry.
Shane explained that to me the one time. He's like, oh, we can't make it out of this because this is soft wood. And I'm
what
like,
is soft about the wood?
We don't understand wood.
Somebody explain wood to me. Talk about it real slow.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Oh my god,
we are tangenting like fucking crazy.
So sorry. I gotta keep checking the time. Wow, 7 minutes left already. Anyway,
holy
okay.
Shit, we haven't even gone through half the story. It's probably fine.
Well, half of this says an hour and 16 minutes, but half of this has to get cut out anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If you are not with a significant other, that's totally fine.
Yeah, self-love is important, baby.
That's the most important love.
Yeah.
Is self-love.
Give yourself some self-love tonight with a face mask or...
I thought dildo.
I wasn't going to go there.
Oh.
But yeah, dildo it out tonight.
When in doubt,
dildo it out. Somebody make a t-shirt for us.
We're getting a P.O. box.
Honestly, I'll wear that. I swear to God.
When in doubt, dildo out?
To my kid's parent teacher conference. So why is he acting up again? I don't understand what the problem is.
Oh my gosh. I think you would get sent home.
Well, they can't do that to me because I'm a fucking adult. Who are they going to call? My mom? Good luck. She doesn't give a fuck.
She's got the same shirt.
My mom. My Nana shows up wearing the same shirt. She just slides on over to the teacher, and the teacher's like, fuck it, okay. It's worse because my kid's teacher's a guy. But he's probably like, okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Also, just shout out to my mom because we were talking about, I was like, I always feel bad because, you know, if people listen, like, and we're talking about butt stuff. And she's like, when you talk about butt stuff, it's my favorite part. I was like, thanks, Mom. Gotta love a supporter like that.
Yes.
Okay. Got high with some girl, then she threw up. Then we went to the cinema and made out. Disappointed in myself.
Don't be disappointed because I made out with a guy once after I threw up and I married him. So there's that.
I love it so much.
I think I've told that story, but just for...
Tell it again.
Yeah. It was St. Patty's Day. I had just gotten drunk and confessed my love to him. And then...
But you guys were like just dating, correct?
I don't even think he had asked me to be his girlfriend yet. But like he did.
God, I love getting drunk when you're just talking to somebody. Oh, I wonder if he asked me
after I vomited and kissed him.
Yeah, for sure. Probably. That was when the love happened.
Yeah, he was like, this is how I know it's real. But...
I can taste it.
I was wasted and he was also drunk, but like he saw I was getting drunk faster and he's like, all right, I'm gonna slow up because she's gonna need help.
Yeah.
And so I had to puke, but I told him, I was like, I have to go pee. Booped his nose. And then he's like,
God,
do you
miss drunk girls?
He goes, do you need help? And I'm like, no, I know the way. And so I literally get into the hall, vomit into my hands. I have to walk down the hall carrying
you're in
my vomit.
Dorm room, so yep. You don't have a bathroom connected yep. to you. Oh
yep.
no!
And you have to like swipe to get in there.
Oh no!
And so I had to get my key with my vomit hands, go in,
little
dump it, and then threw up some more.
Oh!
Washed my hands, went back, had vomit on my shirt, and he's
vomit on my sweater already. It was mom's spaghetti.
It was not spaghetti. It was $10 vodka, but
gas station.
Yeah. He was like, why is your shirt wet? And I was like, I splashed it with water when I was washing my hands. I'm very clean for certain.
If there's one thing about me, it's that I'm clean. I was not washing vomit out of my out of my hands.
If there is anything I know, it is that you will be safe to kiss my mouth right now. And so we did.
Oh,
and now
no.
We're married.
Well,
so, there's
I have
that.
Nightmares.
So sorry.
It's all right. Obviously, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Went out for a nice little dinner, then went back to his dorm to watch a movie. He gets up to go to the bathroom midway through the movie and returns completely naked, holding nothing but a guitar over his genitals.
I just burped into the microphone. I got nervous gas.
He then proceeds to wink at me. And started to play Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys, which was the song in my Tinder bio.
Oh my God, he's a murderer.
He's a serial killer for sure.
Yeah.
First of all, don't ever just come dick out.
Anywhere.
Ever.
Yeah.
At me.
Shane's got a guitar upstairs.
Don't.
He just like naked cowboys it down here.
Oh my God. What a nightmare. All right, next one.
That was it?
That's it.
Oh, God.
I don't know how the date ended. What a cliffhanger.
Hopefully not murder.
No, she wrote it. She's fine.
Do you think... I wish I would... I have questions. I want to know if she liked it.
She did not, because this was on a Reddit forum that was worst date ever. So
oh.
She definitely...
Because you know what? Depending on how well he played...
Sometimes... That's what'll do for you. If a man comes out at me naked ever, game over, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of like, how'd the song go?
You like musicians, though.
I do. I can really look past the nakedness.
It's the cheesiness for me. I don't know that I could handle that corniness that he played the song in her bio that was like, this is going to woo
but
her.
But he paid attention.
That's what somebody literally put, points for being observant.
That's me. That was my comment.
You're like, but he noticed what she
yeah.
liked.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
That's an obscure song, kind of, I feel like.
It definitely is. I don't even know what it is.
I know the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
I wonder if I heard the song if I'd know it.
I'm sure. That's how yeah. I am with all songs. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is. And then they play it. I'm like, know every word.
Yeah.
Okay, we kind of knew each other from mutual friends / going to shows. We went to Applebee's, which is gross, but whatever. That wasn't me that wrote this. Applebee's. Yeah. We still could, you can sponsor us. But don't.
Crapplebee's.
I had that bit for dinner.
You did?
Listen, we're running out of DoorDash options.
Oh. And so, you wanted something microwaved real fast?
Yeah.
Corey got Applebee's.
Medium rare steak that was well done. And also gray somehow. It was weird.
Oh, no.
Their boneless wings are good, though. That's the only
thing. Oh, my God. Their boneless wings make me shit.
Oh, my God. Cockroaches. I used to work at an Applebee's. I can confirm.
Got it.
Okay. We ended up going back to his place to hang out since he had gotten a new kitten, which I was stoked about. Bad idea, but when you're 17, it's no big deal. Anyway, he tried putting some moves on, and it was so grossly awkward that I was like, I feel sick. Can we go? I love saying that. So he goes to get ready to leave, and I say bye to the kitten, and he gets on one fucking knee and holds my hand and says, "Hun, you're the cat's mom." And she says, "What the fuck? You're the cat's
mom." I'm sorry.
I know.
All of these people are serial killers.
Time to call Mari.
Survey says you're not.
You're not the mother of this kitten. You're its mom now. I would never fucking speak to that person again.
Absolutely not.
I'd steal the kitten, probably.
But you know what? I will tell you.
In my pocket.
If I never spoke to that person again, I would think about that cat for the rest of my life.
Me too.
And if it felt I abandoned it.
I know.
Because I'd be like, did you fucking tell that cat I was its mom? I didn't agree to that.
Now he's wondering where mommy went, and it's just because daddy's a dick.
Yeah, daddy didn't talk to mommy about it. I'm not your mother. Now that cat feels rejected.
Yeah.
Now that cat has mommy issues, all because you didn't know it was you were the mom.
That cat's going to talk to us about its trauma in a couple of years.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow.
Hold on. He made me watch like 4 different documentaries about Hitler and a movie in a language I didn't know. But
this is the same person?
No, this is a new one.
Okay.
That was over with the cat one. It was okay. Just, they keep on ending so abruptly.
They're all blending in. This sounds like one giant date.
It could be. What if it's all the same man?
Yeah. The cat, the guy had a conversation with, then the girl who farted, that's the mom.
Yes. Okay. About Hitler and a movie in a language I didn't know, but he didn't want to put the captions on for? Yeah, okay. So he puts the movie on, doesn't put captions on, so it's just a movie in another language. I would
You ever watched Human Centipede? I'm pretty sure that's in a different language. I had a friend make me watch that movie, and he watched me watch it. That's the fucking weirdest thing that's ever happened. He like wanted to see my reaction, which he knew was not going to be good because it was a human centipede.
No.
So stare at the camera. This is what he did. He was like,
face.
"What you fucking think of this shit?" And I'm like, "I think I need to leave your dorm room."
I know. In a dorm room, no less?
Yeah, I don't think it was just the two of us. I think there was more people. It was just like a group viewing.
Oh my God, college sounds like it was a fun time.
It was a time.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway, watching this movie, no subtitles.
He then proceeded to tell me he was in love with this other girl, but they couldn't be together because her parents found out she sent him a nude and got a restraining order on him. We were all still in high school at this point.
That's not his fault.
No, but he still seems like a weirdo. Why would you say that while you're on a date with somebody?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, actually, when I started dating my ex-boyfriend, he talked about how much he was still in love with his ex. So, red fucking flag. He cheated on me with her. Like, a lot.
So...
Hey, if that's ever happening, fucking dump him right there.
Yeah,
for
sure.
He's going to cheat on you, or he is thinking about it. Okay. Oh, and then he started showing me all the nudes he still had on his phone from the girl he was with before me.
Why?
If you show other people's nudes, you're the biggest piece of trash ball fucking absolute whore human being that I've ever, 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 honestly, fuck you, die.
So wait, how do you feel?
Sorry. My nudes have been leaked. Can you tell?
Oh my God, don't look for them.
You can't. I made sure they were all off. I hope.
Yeah.
What if I haven't? Who cares? They were bomb.
I look good.
If you find them, circulate them. My body will never look like that. Oh. I can't be mad. And if people are like, look, she just put them out. I got tattoos now, bitch.
I remember the first nude that I sent was on like a flip phone.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't have a front facing camera. So you had to just like hope.
Sure. You don't but not your face. It was just like full frontal.
Well, what if I ran for office was what I thought.
Sure.
I'm literally in my childhood bedroom in high school. And I thought, I had it here. And then I thought, what if you run for office? Tilted it. Just one singular boob. The other one was in the bra. I just like got her out. Just, you get one.
I did that before too. It was just one boob.
Why?
I don't know, but that was a lot of
people. Take me for dinner and you'll get the other one. Not in the same picture, though. You're going to have to print them and put them together.
One time, one of my friends, the dude wanted a nude or whatever, so we were in our bra.
Yeah.
But we just put our boobs, smashed them together. Hers are much bigger than mine. We made him look like it was just a chest, but one of my boobs, it was hilarious.
So it was
in a bra.
It's a confusing story. Wait, your boobs were in the bra?
Together. Both our boobs. I'll show you later.
Do you have the picture?
I don't know. I might. I'll text her and see if she still has it.
Okay.
It was very
that
funny.
Sounds like a story that needs a visual. Not for you
Not
people.
For you guys.
Yeah.
Look on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, met a guy at a club and we seemed to hit it off. He called me a couple of days later to schedule a date. While at the restaurant, all of his conversations were drug related. Mm-hmm. Do you like blank? Have you ever done blank? As he's driving me home, he stops in the worst part of town to buy some crack. On the date! Like, buddy, wait till you drop her off. He said, I never spoke to him again.
Well, obviously.
Like, hold on real quick. I gotta make a stop. Hey, guy, what's happening? Just have to buy a little crack first.
The most dangerous.
Yeah.
So do you like pop brownies? Tight. I'm going to buy us crack.
How about a little crack cocaine?
Yeah. Crack cocaine? Is that good with you? Wow.
Oh, I can't. Had set up
this a This makes my little double funsies at Kalahari seem like child's play. I'll have you know.
I don't like that you said that because Kalahari is a children's place.
Sorry. We did mini golf after. It was glow in the dark.
Ew.
And there was a tornado. We went to the basement. What?
Shut your freaking mouth.
Are you more surprised that Kalahari has a basement?
I'm more surprised that they have glow in the dark mini golf. I'm so fucking pumped to go there.
They have like, it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
We all got friendship rings.
And then you fucked.
Yep. In different places at different time. Well, different places same time.
Ew.
There were giraffes outside.
What? There were giraffes? How many?
We were all on mushrooms. I'm kidding.
That's a key part of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, her students. Will you chill out?
I forgot about them. I'm not a teacher anymore.
Yeah, she's allowed to be a human being.
I shed that skin.
I'm a human being. Okay, had set up a blind date and I was running a bit late. Anyhow, when I got there, the girl I was supposed to meet, according to what she was wearing and how she was looking, was having dinner with another guy. I went up to her and asked if she was the one I was supposed to meet, and it was. However, she had asked the guy who had walked in alone to the restaurant if he was the one she was supposed to meet, and he had said yes. And I was so incredibly it was so incredibly awkward that I didn't know what to do. I said something like, yeah, so what the fuck? And then he said he was sorry. He just saw an opportunity and took it.
Who do we hate in this scenario?
Him.
Yes.
Yes. He said he then stood up and left.
What?
And he's just like, sorry, my guy. Have a fun date.
Also a serial killer.
Yes.
I hope you like mozzarella sticks. I ordered some.
I have a kitten at home.
Yeah. I was going to make her the mom.
Have you like mozzarella sticks?
What?
I don't remember the exact details since it was years ago, but I remember it being extremely awkward.
Obviously.
Yes. Clearly.
If you're the girl, if I'm the girl, I just fucking go home.
Yeah.
I'd be and like, then I delete all my dating apps.
You know what? Actually, I decided that I don't want to date ever.
Because again. Apparently, I'm no good at seeing.
You got manipulated right off the bat.
How?
I want to know how similar these two dudes looked.
Oh, yeah, because he probably had like a... They had to have exchanged information of like, what are you going to be wearing? This is what I'm going to be wearing.
Well, you also would have probably seen the photo of them.
Maybe.
To agree.
If it was a certain app.
Are you
I've
going?
Never done dating apps.
Me neither, but there was a videographer at a wedding I shot one time who sat next to me and was like, you want to see my Tinder? And he was like asking me, he's like, whichever way you tell me, I'll swipe. And I was like,
I don't like that you're giving me this power.
I said, first of all, how am I supposed to make a split decision on that? I have questions. Yeah. Like, I don't know. What's she like to do in her free time?
Mm-hmm.
What's her sense of humor? But like,
he wouldn't let you read the bio?
No, it was just on their appearance. And I'm like, I don't like this.
Ew, this grimy man.
Yeah. But there were photos. Yeah. You have profile photos.
True.
And if they don't have a profile picture, are you going to meet them?
Well, this was 6 years ago, but yeah.
Six years ago?
Well, that he wrote it in. It could have been longer that happened.
I'm not meeting anyone if they don't send me a singular photo of their boob.
I just need the one boob. Please pack out.
Yep. Okay. I need to know it's you. When we get to Applebee's, I'm going to need you to proof of purchase.
That's how I'll know.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last one. I went out and got wasted. We go back to his place. Things progress and we move to the bedroom.
Come on.
Do you want to up here? She says, let me add that this was the first time that I had tried drinking hard liquor. Mistake. Mistakes were made.
Yes.
Don't try drinking hard liquor on a date, on your first date.
Don't do mushrooms. Don't drink hard liquor. Don't make someone be your cat's mom.
It's all weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So sexy times are warming up. I'm just reading.
This is the first date? Reading.
I don't know, but don't shame her.
Oh.
Because I've had many first dates.
Fair enough.
Where, you know, whatever.
I spent the night with Shane the first night.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't know if they're going to. Well, they might. But even if they do, no shame in your game, girl.
Yeah, honestly. Now I'm thinking back on first times, and now I'm like, well, fair enough. I think I'm just so, like... Because of all the other fucking weirdos we've had so far, I'm like, don't, he's a serial killer.
No, yeah, but, if it was a blind date, I don't think I could ever, but if, I don't know.
You know what? I don't know. Does he know the Arctic Monkeys on guitar?
Does he come out naked? How cute's the cat?
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions. Okay. We're both half dressed and the captain decides to pop out of the front of his boxers.
Love that she called him the captain.
Also, I hate it when that happens because you're just like kissing Nelson. It's like, surprise.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, whoa, who invited you, my friend?
You're
just calling it my friend.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
Welcome.
So glad to see you.
To the party.
Okay. My drunk ass goes, holy shit, I'm going to need a chair and a whip to tame that thing. I make a roaring noise and then mime cracking a whip. I fucking love drunk people.
Okay.
She said, when I did that, I fell backwards off the bed doing my whip crack. I turned halfway to try to catch myself and ended up busting my head on the edge of the table. It drove my eyebrow ring into my head and I immediately started gushing blood everywhere.
Oh my God.
I sit up to a facial expression I will remember till the day I die. I didn't think I'd hit my head that hard because of the liquor.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? What's wrong? And he just said, oh my God, really quietly. I later learned that I looked like Carrie and my face was covered in blood.
I thought that happened to me the night that Shane stayed with me.
Why? Oh,
because it was Four Loko.
Vomit and blood.
No, there was no blood. I thought there was because it was sleepover Thursday. College is wild.
I had
half a Four Loko before they made Four Lokos not as like bad.
Yeah.
And
they make them worse now?
No, they make them better now. Oh. Like not as strong. So this was like olden days.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to like be hanging out with someone else. Someone else was going to be my sleepover Thursday buddy.
Sure.
And then another girl started making out with him in my lap.
Oh no!
So.
Oh no! Who's sitting on your lap?
I was sitting on his bed His head was in my lap and I was just like scratching his back. And then another girl climbed up and started making out with him in my lap. And Shane was his roommate. And I look over and Shane's playing video games and he's like. And so anyway, I hop down because
you're like, I guess I'll excuse myself.
You guys don't need me here. And I go out into the hall and another friend of ours gets into a squat position to which I fully sprint into his arms, but he's also had a Four Loko. So he is not prepared at all to catch me. Smacks my head into a concrete doorway where my roommate, who I don't know, is baking cookies with her friends.
So much going on.
Anyway, that was the night I asked Shane to come stay with me, and now we're married.
Oh so. My God. Sometimes I wish I would have gone to college.
You were supposed to be my roommate.
And no, I was probably pregnant at that point.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Let's get in there.
You were getting close.
Oh my God. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Fall off the bed. Yeah, he was actually really cool about it. His dad was a doctor and he had three brothers, so it was no thing to him. He just patched me up after determining I didn't need stitches and told me I was going to have a kick-ass scar in the shape of a circle, which I do. I was totally mortified after sobering up somewhat and figuring I'd never see him again, but we wound up dating for 4 years.
Aww.
So fun.
All right, I don't like that it ended like... It makes me sad when there's a story like that where they triumph together and then they're together and then for years and then they don't work out.
I know. Maybe he cheated, though.
Oh, you want to villainize him?
Yes.
Let's make you pissed instead of sad.
I want to make you mad.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I do. My anger. That helps. My sadness. I'm just like, but what about?
That helps. That helps. Okay. Well, oh my gosh. That makes me feel so much better about... Well, I don't know if it makes me feel better. It makes me maybe want a cat.
Yeah. Me too, but you have allergies.
I am allergic to cats.
And coffee and... No, I'm the me's the chapstick.
Yeah.
Chapstick, coffee, cats.
My goodness. I don't know if we said this at the beginning, because remember...
We lost so much of our
Yeah, we lost a big chunk of it. Anyway, but... If you guys haven't subscribed on whatever platform you're listening and or watching on, could you like do that for us?
Yes, it would please. Yes.
Like so cool.
Yeah.
I feel weird asking.
No, but seriously, it no just pressure. Shows us like that you are engaging and it yeah. will really, I don't know, it helps us. Honestly.
Yeah. We saw 54% of people who are watching,
aren't
at least
subscribed.
On YouTube, aren't subscribed. So if you're one of those people, just like. Hit a button, it's free.
Yeah. And if we get big
it's
enough,
so nice.
Then we can quit our jobs and do this for you guys all the time.
I won't quit my job because I'm my own boss and I like my job.
I don't have a job. Surprise, we're already here for you.
We're just trying to, you know.
I just wanted to try to manipulate.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. But
thank you guys for hanging out. Yeah. And if any of this is on TikTok, go and interact with it and tell us, you know.
Leave us some funny comments.
Yeah.
We love them.
Yeah, because we want to start doing the comment thing that I said earlier. Did I say that in the part that was cut out?
What was
Fuck
the
it.
Comment
I don't
thing?
Know. I'm sure it was in there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Save big money in your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th.
Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
They say plants like music.
Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.